Daylight breaks over the ridge. The hounds strike. No crowds, no cameras, just a track and the hounds that bring the story to life. That's what this show's about. Dogs, dirt roads, early mornings, and the people who live it. This is Creekside Chronicles. Hounds, hunting, and heritage. I am your host, Heath Hyatt, houndsman, hunter, and lifelong student of the outdoors. Here, we chase more than game. We chase knowledge about hounds, hunting, and living the outdoor life the right way. From bear country to back roads, this is where the hunt meets heart, and every story runs a different trail. So pull up your chair by the creek, leash up your best hound, and let's get after it together. Performance starts in the feed. Inukshuk's high fat content fuels long runs and hard hunts, giving dogs the steady energy they need, while quality protein supports faster recovery after the work is done. That's why I trust Inukshuk dog food. Packed with energy and nutrition, dogs need to go further, run harder, and recover stronger. If you want extreme performance, you can look them up at Inukshuk Professional Dog Food or CoreyNutrition.com. Welcome back to Creekside Chronicles. If you've been following along with us, you already know we talk about a lot of things that don't always get said. The problems that sneak up on good dogs and good handlers if you're not paying attention. And man, this season, I was one of those people. So enjoy this one. You cut the dogs loose off the rig on a good strike. Are you making your way up a holler? Dogs just ahead of you. One opens. Brings a pack together as they sing in harmony going across the ridge. As a race unfolds, you start to question it. Doesn't seem quite right. Not sure what's going on yet or what it's telling you. By the time you put it all together, you're watching your dogs become the newest bet at next weekend's Greyhound race. And they're stretching that race out into one heck of a coyote run. You know the frustrations. Coyotes aren't just off game. They're one of the hardest habits to break in a hound. And most of the time, it's not really the dog's fault. If you've watched this happen, well, this episode and the next is for you. All right. So before we can fix the coyote problem, we got to understand why coyotes get into a dog's head in the first place. And for all you guys that run coyotes, bless you. That's all I can tell you is bless you. Because it is the most aggravating, frustrating, and hardest problem for me personally to fix. So let's think about it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put some similarities between a bear race and a coyote race. So this is where a lot of people get tripped up. Because on the front end of it, you really don't know. You know, a coyote race feels a lot like a dog race to us and the dogs. So just hear me out. Both races can start the same. And I actually had this happen on two different occasions. The first race I had this year was actually off the rig. It was a warmer day. It was up in the mid 40s to the high 40s. I thought, you know what? It's later in the day. I'm going to put the dogs up and I'm just going to drive the road. And I'm very well aware that
in December, bear crossing the road, unless we've just pushed them out or slimming none. But I was done for the day. I thought, you know, why not? Let's just ride some roads. And another day during the same week, I was actually had walked back into some country, got back in, I don't know, a mile and a half or so, and the dog struck. One dog struck and started trailing up the side of the mountain. And you know, it's kind of hit or miss. Like, he's one of my better trail dogs. And if all the dogs don't open, sometimes it's not such a obvious thing, right? They'll be with him, and then you may hear one or two. And then, you know, I've got one that clicks around pretty good with him. So they kind of start out the same. Or just like when I dumped off the rig, I mean, put them down, they had to go searching for it. Like, they really had to go. I mean, they went a couple hundred yards across the road and then up onto the ridge, and then the race was on, right? So they kind of start the same, whether you're trailing them or you're running them. You know, a bear that's up and moving leaves a lot of strong drifting odor. We know that. But a coyote does too. When a dog strikes either one of them, it's forward progress. That's what's important. The dog smells it, it opens, and it goes. There's an instant payoff there. So, okay, we're talking about dog psychology, all right? Instant payoff. Both animals usually, again, we can put outliers out there, travel distance, right? They cross ridges, bottoms, roads, cuts, edges. You know, to the dog, it kind of feels the same because we're in the same country, in the same areas, right? Third, just touched on it, they use a lot of the same terrain. You know, bears use the same travel corridors as coyotes. You know, roads, trails, creek crossings. You know, those are places that dogs naturally want to hunt and where young dogs learn to go find that odor. You know, when I was coon hunting back in the day, like, I always said that one of the dogs that I was hunting could make a coon, right? Didn't matter where I turned her loose, she'd go make a coon. She wasn't making a coon. She knew where to go strike them. She knew those places to go hunt, to go search, right? So same thing in this instance. Both of them reward drive and speed, both races. A dog that pushes hard gets rewarded in both races. The faster the harder the dog runs, the more scent he finds. There's very little penalty for overrunning a track early on. That reinforces the behavior. Go harder, get more reward. Get there faster. Fifth, most of the time, both races stay moving. They're moving, rolling. The chase is rolling on. Constant stimulation. That sustained excitement is what hooks the dogs mentally. And last but not least, both of them feel right to the dog. We've got a lot of similarities, and I'm literally just pointing out some of the high points there. There's nothing about a coyote race, especially early, that feels wrong to a young dog or a high drive dog. Speed, distance, scent, movement, all of it lines up with what the dog has been praised for doing on bear. That's why good bear dogs can still get in trouble. The differences don't show up until later. Right? When the bear bays, trees, turns back, and the dogs, a lot of times, it's the same for a coyote. had this happen to me this year twice. Right? Dogs are treed. They weren't treed. It's caught. Second time the dogs were treed. In and out, in and out, in and out. Caught in a hole. Exact same thing with a bear. And until I got to the end, until I got to that point where I was actually laying eyes on them, I didn't know the difference. Even though in the back of my mind, halfway through the race, I went, gosh, this don't seem right. It don't seem right. But the dogs are packed up good. Dogs are running good. They're giving good mouth. Boom, they end up treeing. And then you kind of have that sigh of relief. It's like, okay. All right. And then you hike in, you know, one time I had to go 1.7 miles into them to be highly disappointed. And the second time I only had to go a little over 0.6 miles. I was able to get around, get in below them and get up to them. Both times highly, highly disappointed in the outcome of that. But that's what happens. On the surface, a bear race and a coyote race feel very similar. Enough that the dog doesn't question it. And that's exactly why coyotes steal our bear dogs. And if we let them, it's hard to get them back. All right, so we kind of got in the head of the hound. Why, you know, let's talk about why they're the problem. We just kind of went over some of the similarities, but a lot of those similarities are what gets us in trouble. All right. Coyote runs a lot like a bear. They'll beeline it out of there fast. That trap lights up and it goes somewhere now. That's the kind of movement that flips a switch in a dog's brain, especially a young one. The faster it goes, the more exciting it becomes. And when we go to talking about drives and dogs, all of us are looking for those high drive dogs. The dogs that can that stay, have stamina, that want to chase prey. And our dogs have to have pretty good prey drive, right? To stay with an animal that we're asking them to stay with. Well, coyotes a little bit smaller, not as dangerous. It makes the game a whole lot funner if you think about it. It's exciting. And the more exciting it becomes, it's harder for the dog to let it go. The coyote leaves a strong, easy scent, just as a bear is up and moving. They travel consistently. They trot, they lope, they run. They cross the same places that dogs are already in. And every step that a coyote takes is reinforcing that chase. Constant forward motion. This is where the coyotes really hook the dogs. You know, with tree game, you know, cats, coons, even with, you know, with bear to a point, you know, a lot of dogs get hung up sometimes. You know, there's losses, you know. They're slow spots. There are moments when the dog has to think, work, problem solve. Eventually, the reward is at a tree or a bay. But that reward comes a little bit later. Coyotes are different. The running game never stops moving. There's no natural break in action. No moment where the dog has to disengage. No tree at the end, right? Just one long adrenaline-filled chase that keeps rewarding the dog with more scent, more speed, more excitement. That's very powerful to the dog. And that's why once a dog gets a taste for it, it can start choosing coyotes over what you want to run. And looking at some of the Facebook posts, reading a lot of the comments, it seemed to be a common theme this year. You know, me for one, I had dogs, four particularly, that for a week in a half period every time I put them down during this period of time, I was yanking a yote. And I had to put my head around it. So I had to change tactics. I had to change some dogs out, which we'll get into when we get into the breaking part of it. And I couldn't understand how I can go from catching bear consistently, because overall we had a very, very good year, good season. I'm well pleased with the season. But I was hunting these four dogs particularly, catching bear. And then on up into the end of the third week to the week of Christmas. Ta-da! Hey, Dad, let me show you a magic trick. Let me show you how to turn this bear track that I know that you were trailing into a wild coyote. Watch it. Watch this happen. And it did. And then it happened the next day. And then it happened 2 days later. And it happened on Christmas Day. You know, instead of a Christmas bear, I had a Christmas coyote. And I'm not happy. Santa Claus can return that to the sender, I'll tell you. When you talk about the high drive dogs, they're right here with what we're doing. The harder the dog hunts, the more ground he covers, the more likely it's going to bump a coyote track. And I will say, I'm assuming most people, well, I can't say assume. We had some snow for a couple periods of time during season. And I actually made this comment on the radio. Driving around one morning before daylight looking for tracks. And I get on the radio and I'm like, holy cow. I cannot believe that we're not running more coyotes than we are with the amount of tracks that I'm seeing. So let's digest that and regurgitate it for you. I usually have a race or two during the training season. A race or two. Not horrible. Something that I can deal with. But after seeing all the tracks in the areas that I hunted this year of coyote tracks, I don't know how I don't run coyotes nonstop. Like nonstop. They were everywhere. They were in every road I was driving, every path that I was walking. I got back into country that is prime bear country. And I mean, just tracks crossing everywhere. I even got into an area at one point in time where there was multiple bear tracks feeding in a location, only to be surrounded by coyote tracks. So even though I don't like it, I don't want it to happen, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. That doesn't mean that the dogs are bad when they run coyotes. I mean, you think about it. High drive dog, young dog that's got all the tools that we're wanting in a hound. You know, hits that hot straight track. You know, his resistance goes out the window. Don't mean he's bad. This means that they're doing exactly what we want them to do. They're bred to run game. So it's kind of like a trap. We're kind of like setting a trap for them, right? Yep. Coyotes exploit everything that we want our hounds to be. What we want in a good hound. Drive, speed, desire, distance, independence. So if we can't respect the coyote as an opponent, we're never going to beat the problem.
Coyotes
aren't just another off-game issue. They're exciting. They're rewarding. And once a dog figures that out, coyotes aren't just trash. They're addictive. The dogs are hooked. So that's why fixing the coyote problem isn't about one button push or one correction. That's what we're going to talk about next week. So follow us along. We're going to get into an array of ways to conquer this together. Because if you're like me, I had to kick rocks and bite my tongue way more than I felt like I should have. But I will tell you, I took one equation away from this, and it helped with what took place next. So, join us next week on Creekside Chronicles, and we'll get down to how we separate and break the dogs off the yotes. And if you're like me, I really, really have got to fix this problem. And sometimes fixing a problem means taking a step back, taking everything in, and doing things in a different manner. We'll catch you guys then. It's going to be a wrap for this episode of Creekside Chronicles. We appreciate you spending your time with us, whether you're in the truck, in the woods, or sitting by the creek listening along. Thank you for walking this trail with us. And thank you to W Supply for hosting the podcast and supporting what we do. Be sure to check them out and go to wsupply.com for all of your hound needs. Until next time, keep your dogs fed right, your boots muddy, and we'll see you down the trail.
Tailgate drops before the light. Coolers packed and the rig sitting right. Tracking collars charged, beeping green. Boots in the bed and the rifles clean. Dog box rattling, engines hum. We're chasing bear till the day is done. Old Ring barking like he knows what's near. Nose to the wind, tail full of cheer. From the Virginia mountains to the Carolina clay. Burning fuel and miles each day. Every turn's another tale. Through mountain mist and paper trails, we see the sunset red in Tennessee. Rise through the fog in old WV. North Carolina's pines echo loud with the cry of a hard run. Chasing bear. Rest stops few, the roads are long, but the fire in our hearts still burns strong. Wisconsin mornings cutting crisp and clear. Canada's wildwoods drawing near. Still got states we ain't run, but that hound dog fever won't let us quit. We see the sun. Chasing bear. Gas station coffee, Alpha XL on the dash. Another back road, another bear track. Friends made fast and stories told slow. Under stars where only hunters go. We see the sunrise gold in Canadian air. And it sits on a trail down in Appalachia. Packing steel and leather, grit and care. We're built for the road and chasing bears. Slam the gate, there's a trail ahead, we won't be late. From dawn to dusk, we're always there, chasing daylight, chasing them bears.